Sports Man Show. Come out, Bob McAfee Incorporated. I'm Todd Dix.
Ah, baby, Todd.
It's Bob Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Right.
Good day, Tony.
Mister, hey, what do you think about Let's Take Western Kentucky Live, Bruce Brown?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude? Bruce? Hey, big hit yesterday. Good hit.
Yeah, that was Bruce. Awesome. Didn't quite do it while we were live at 15-1. I got in at 10-1.
Yeah, when you said it was 28-7, I waited till 28-14.
Yep.
That got it at plus 750.
Yeah, I think I went right before they scored when they started percolating down the field. I mean, what a performance, what a comeback from Western Kentucky and that wide receiver who was just snagging one-handers all over
the point. Dalvin Smith.
Yeah, Dog. Veldkamp, or however you say it.
Veldkamp?
Dog. OC, who took out the ref on the sideline. Dog. It was one of those things, too, where Gumpy, we were sweating it together. That it was third or fourth down the entire time that Western Kentucky was tying that game up.
It was a great decision by Old Dominion leaving that guy wide ass open on fourth and goal from the 15.
Yep. Yeah, that was
the guy walked in.
And shout out to the Western Kentucky OC just refusing to run the ball. They were first and goal on the 5. He got 90 seconds.
I think it was 40 of 52.
Why didn't they run the ball from the 5 one time? You could have scored on the first play.
What about the 15-yard penalty for the ref back in?
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was fun. That was a fun one. Otter, how are we?
I'm doing fine, Tony.
Just one more thing. In that OT stop, there was one of the sadder false starts on
when ODU was on the 1 yard line.
Yeah, it was third and goal on the 1,
which led to the
sad goal. Sad right tackle false start. Ugh. He was so upset with himself, and it cost him the game. Cost him the toastery bowl.
Yeah, that's the toastery
bowl. That's bowl season, baby.
That's bowl season.
Bowl season.
Last night, I think we did well because we were on the Seahawks, right, Gumby?
Yes.
Well, you and I were on Jalen Hurts' touchdown.
Yeah, the cop out was so chill.
So chill.
So I was like, oh, hey, babe, you want to go grab some dinner? I'm done sweating this one.
Yeah. Okay. Was it a sweat?
Nope.
Somebody left the faucet on. It was soak.
It was a soak, pal.
I fucking love Drew Lock. I love that, man.
He's a stud.
Also, I had a clean sweep in NBA.
Welcome back.
And then 3-1 in college basketball. The only team that didn't cover, they won, was the Dukes.
Bradley's tough squad.
Yeah. But they won.
Bradley's tough squad.
Cal Poly didn't cover by, I think, 2. Portland Bible game after model has been retired.
Okay. Flush it down.
That'll happen.
Flush it down the toilet.
It felt like a good idea.
Flush it down the toilet. So tonight, we got... What was that?
Said, oh, yeah.
We got to get right to the meat.
Mitt is struggling to get past the...
Let's get to the Scooters coffee for
the New York
Knicks. Banner night loss.
I mean...
Yeah.
It was an embarrassing performance from the start of the whole fucking thing to the end of it. I mean, put the banner somewhere else. Don't put it by the world championship banners.
What is this, a banner for ants?
Huh?
I mean, it basically is. Like, that's the most Indiana Pacers thing that we could have done.
Whoa.
It just was Mickey Mouse. I mean, we're not the Portland Trail Blazers here. It's Los Angeles Lakers, dude. Like,
dude, you got to put up a banner for the
You got to put up a banner, bro. You don't put it up next to all your world titles.
You just got
to
defend your ass.
Look now, but the Los Angeles Clippers are absolutely buzzing.
James Harden was unbelievable.
Right, I haven't seen Kawhi smile and be that happy, I don't think, ever.
Could it be
the year for the Clippers?
I would love to see it.
Yeah, I mean,
I would.
I'm just big picture, zoom out moment here. Kawhi ain't a win one guy. He's a stack a couple rings next to each other guy.
That's what we always thought.
That's what we always thought.
I still think it.
He has a couple rings.
He's got one with the Spurs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Early days, though. Still early days.
Yeah, he wasn't him. Was he?
Yeah, he was the MVP of that one.
On the Spurs?
He was young.
He was the MVP.
And then he did it again. Where?
Toronto. He on his back.
Yeah.
On him one leg.
He won on the Spurs a title as the guy.
Yes. He,
well, he was, at the time, he wasn't the guy, but yeah. he did win MVP.
No, because what's his name was the guy.
Tim Duncan's the guy. No. Tim Duncan's always the fucking guy.
Tony Parker.
No, I know that Tim. Jesus.
Are you referring to Tony Parker? Are you referring to Manu Ginobili?
I'm trying to think of somebody else.
Or are you referring to still early days, though, in it?
Was that not when what's his name? Who's on the Bulls? Was on the Spurs.
What's his name? Do you mean DeMar DeRozan, who got traded for
Cleveland? No,
that's not who I was thinking of.
Who the hell are you thinking?
I don't know. Who cares?
I don't know.
Good. This
but, is hard.
We have major gambling news.
What is it?
Goddamn Scooter's Cafe Frisco Bowl has moved from 12.5 to 8.
7.5.
Yeah, 7.5 some places. Yeah,
7.5 in some places.
I see one 7.5.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep. Fucking Unibet.
No, Uni's got it at 8.
Yeah, no, it's the
I
Kings.
Know, I just wanted to, I hadn't said Unibet in a while. It is DK.
So what's happening? DK. What's going on?
DK.
And the only thing that could be going on is Frank Harris isn't playing.
Why?
His last game of a 7-year career, and he's not going to play?
He did the press conference. He's in Frisco, Texas. This feels a bit like the Akron laying 9.5 because UMass is quitting and fading themselves.
I'm going to put a large.
Is he at? Who tweeted he's at?
It's local news.
Local news?
Mary Rominger from the KSAT Sports Anchor Reporter.
Will you send that to me so I can
verify
the report?
What did she say? That he's playing a quarter?
This is, no, he's not playing at all.
UTSA seniors prep for
an emotional send-off.
See, but
that doesn't.
But Mary wrote on yesterday that quarterback Frank Harris and UTSA seniors prep for emotional send-off in Frisco Bowl against Marshall.
Yeah, where are we seeing
this? If that news? People are very upset.
I mean, what do you
do? Well, yeah.
Frank Harris is the guy that should play in this game.
Yeah. What are we doing?
I guess we're sitting out for the XFL draft. What the fuck?
Jeez.
Random people. This is bullshit.
Dustin Swedelson says he's retiring from CFB bowl betting if Frank Harris doesn't play.
I mean, that's a completely fair fucking thing to say. This is
I'd hold on, wait for the ending until he sees another lock tomorrow.
Okay,
yeah. Fair. Can we get them?
Kind of had you in the first.
Can we get Thamel on the horn?
Can we get Pete on the thorn?
Pete,
should I try?
Who's
a Pete's number?
No, of course not.
Who's the backup here?
That's.
No, I mean, hasn't the backup played a pretty decent amount the last 2 years?
No. When?
The last 2 years. I'm pretty sure Franco Harris has been hurt this year.
Who?
Franco Harris.
That's not his name.
Whatever. You know who the fuck I'm talking about.
He got hurt a little bit this year.
Is this where's the original source of this? Do we know?
You just told us it's Mary Rominger.
Oh, we're running with that one?
I'm not.
I've
got to see it.
I'm pounding UTSA.
Yeah, me too. Although AJ Hoffman also says that he's done betting bowl games this season.
I'm going to slide this to 7 and just pound it.
Frank Harris quote from one day ago, it's everybody's first bowl win if we get it, not just for me. It's not all on my shoulders. We're going to go out there and try to fulfill that commitment we made when we first came to UTSA. That was one day ago that got tweeted.
These are all rumors.
I'm putting my entire...
Yes.
Normally, Vegas won't move a line that much based off of a rumor, though, right?
They might, though.
They got to have some info.
If action just starts flooding in on Marshall.
We are in completely unprecedented times with the transfer portal and all this
text
other stuff.
Let me text my source. Buying this Frank Harrisness?
What's the date today?
Today's date? 12/19.
Today's the 19th. So that report's from yesterday.
That, which one?
The
not playing or that?
Mary Rominger.
Well, does Mary know or not?
I'm ready to put my entire bank account.
On UTSA?
Yeah. I slid it to 7, minus 125.
I hear you. I kind of want to go call it a favor and be like, can we please FaceTime Pete? That's how I feel. Because this could be, you're right. This
kind of have to. Right. You're going to go call it a favor, huh? I respect this. You're welcome. You know, a lot of people say the show stinks. We're going to go see if Pete Thamel knows if Frank Harris is playing or not. That's the biggest news in college football today.
I mean,
okay.
What is it? It's his seventh year.
Not Dante Moore going to Oregon.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know. So he's just planning on sitting for a year?
I guess.
Behind Gabriel?
I didn't realize Jamal Adams was just a healthy scratch last night.
Really?
He did not go to the stadium.
Yes. Ooh. Hey, can you get a... I don't know if we can get a camera on Bruce fucking trying to get this info or not. Probably not, huh?
I don't have it. No. Actually, that's like one of the ones I don't have.
Julian Love started in his place. I didn't know that either.
He definitely can't speak on a gambling show. No, we're not getting him on the show, but we're going to...
I thought we were
asking just need an update.
Real Frank or real Pete Thamel.
We just need an update.
Oh, I thought we were asking for
Ty.
I believe I see Bruce talking to Ty now, so I'm not positive.
Yeah, I think Bruce.
I thought we were getting our Pete, my Pete Thamel.
I think we need the real Pete for this.
I mean,
my source isn't answering. What are we doing here?
Great.
What are we doing here? All right. Well, this is we try to get to the bottom of Frank Harris, okay?
Are we seeing big news in the MLB?
Oh, what?
See, I'm not prepared for this. Eddie Lee Marburger is the backup.
Andrew McCutchen back with the Buccos.
Yes. But I don't know if he's the guy. I don't know. There's a McCown. Is this fucking Josh McCown's son? I think I'm going to take UTSA no matter what.
Nobody knows.
It's a vibes game.
It was a vibes game.
It's always a vibes game, dude. Meet me. Come on.
Bruce.
We got the big dogs on the case.
Okay.
There you go.
Are we in a holding pattern or are we just betting and hoping that we just get
I have affirmative
information.
Yeah,
I have the amount typed in and ready to bet, but.
I'm at seven. I'm in. Fuck it.
You're in?
I mean, what are we doing? We're not betting on the beeps and the fucking bowl. What?
You're right. No, I know. I don't. I'm on the meeps either way, but this info has a sizable or has.
I never thought Frank Harris was worth 5 points.
Yeah,
what?
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm putting a bet on this.
Right what? Now. He's been out a lot of games this year, and the line did not move 5 points.
Boys.
Is this combined with Hilltop Mania sweeping the nation?
Are we talking about a guy who has 92 career touchdowns?
I love Frank Harris, but he was out a lot of games this year, and the line did not move 5 points.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it was cooked into the pre-line. And he didn't. He played 1-2.
This could be big for the program if we can break something.
Yeah, I'm live betting right now.
Played 10 games this year. Yeah, but then the question was, Pete can't come on the show, right?
Oh, shit. I still have 8.5.
What do you mean?
Pete's not allowed to come on the show.
Of course not.
All right, let's move. Let's move on. We'll come back. We'll keep everyone updated.
Can we get a damn line?
My source has replied back.
Does not know.
My source might have a fridge. He said he's going to text his source.
All right. So we're hitting Pete from all angles.
We're hitting the streets. The fucking long con might have a Jesus fridge. Christ. Come on.
Okay. Fun start to hammer.
Can't do this.
This is bowl season, baby.
This is bowl season. I'm fired up. I'm having fun.
This is why bowl season's the best. Okay. I got college. Let's go to... I don't like any of the NBA games tonight. Do you guys?
I forced a couple.
Forced a couple?
I like...
A couple one. Heat checks or what?
I like one.
Okay, which one's that?
Celtics -5.5, Golden State.
Boom. Yep. I love that one. And then I also like Phoenix -7 going into Portland. Ooh. I'm going to take the over of Ja Morant, 24.5. Kind of think that's low for how bad his team's been, how much they're going to rely on him to score.
Is them +7 the move just for vibes?
Grizzlies?
I know that they've been horrible.
I don't think you can tie him coming back to vibes because of...
They're hot, better vibes than what they have been.
Yeah, but
he's been in the locker room.
Because of what he's come.
Yeah, but he hasn't been on the court.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say that's a vibe.
I wouldn't bet against.
They got their shooter back, bro.
I'm not betting against the Grizz.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I actually think Steven Adams would probably affect this point differential a little more, just because they're playing the Pelicans.
Then Ja Morant.
He makes a good point.
I mean, they're playing the Pelicans here. I mean,
you must have forgotten about Steven Adams.
D Rose wasn't that bad. Steven Adams was the glue that fucking kept that team together. You're forgetting
about Stephen A. Adams.
Yeah.
Holy shit, the MLS draft is right now. Holy
show is off the rails.
Yeah.
What, dude? Stephen F. Adams.
Yeah, and Luke Kennard is questionable. So
and then if you obviously want a parlay that won't lose, it's Celtics, Suns, Bucks, Pelicans money.
Bruce, give the people the Warriors at home stat, please.
The Warriors without Stephen Curry when they're underdogs at home had previously been undefeated.
Sorry, Steph will be. I assume Steph's not going to sit this one out because he was the first game in a billion years where he didn't make a three.
Yeah, and I do think that Draymond, since coming back, not obviously suspended indefinitely now, but I mean, much was made about the spinning back fist, but the second he came back from that last suspension, he was off the rails every game. Just doing crazy shit.
Oh, no. The Fins waved Jason Pierre-Paul. My source is saying it's a illness Frank Harris is dealing with. This is not by choice.
Oh, no.
Is that Twitter?
Nope.
Do I know your source?
No. I can't let you in on this one.
Well, are they from Canada?
Nope.
Toronto counts as Canada, Gumpy.
Nope. Not Toronto.
ETC. Have I met this person before?
No, this is dark web.
Okay.
Actually, in Texas. Boots on ground.
That would make sense. There's a lot of illnesses going around.
Yeah.
We got a dark web illness. Yeah, maybe he had some bad papaya or whatever I ate down there.
Maybe he's got salmonella. Had a bad granola.
Could have been salmonella, bad granola.
Oh, fuck.
I can't believe that happened to Nick.
That was funny as hell.
Let's go to CBB.
Shall we?
I might bet some.
I got three tonight.
Go ahead.
Oh, hold on. What's happened? Do you have information on Frank Harris, Pete?
It's an illness, right?
Rumor has it's an illness, yeah. Knew it. Pretty serious.
Illness, really?
Yeah.
What?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I have breaking news.
No way. Are you shitting me?
Yoshinobu Yamamoto has officially signed with the New York Yankees.
What? He's kidding.
Just kidding, Brucey.
Wait.
I was just kidding. He hasn't.
What a fucking idiot.
But you can imagine how cool it would be if he did, right? Now I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
I hope that didn't ruin the Yankees' chances of signing Yoshi Yamamoto.
I'm sure.
I was just. I don't usually get to do this. Internet's a little slow today, so I was doing the podcast in Bill's cave, and I was watching you guys out here, and I just texted Tony. I said, hey, can I come in and say that the Yankees just signed Yoshinobu Yamamoto? Parentheses, they didn't.
I couldn't have said yes faster.
I feel bad because me and Bruce got so much
bullshit flying around today.
I know. I feel bad because me and Bruce were talking about it this morning, and it's kind of...
Every bet's gonna lose on this show.
Don't you today. Fucking
the excitement.
I knocked on wood.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's okay.
We're
the front runner.
I hope we get him too.
Well, we're not gonna now.
No, I knocked on wood.
Okay.
Yeah, if you hear from anybody out there, Frank Harris is playing or not, will you let us know?
Yeah, I will, but I think it's an illness.
It is, yeah. Like I said.
Yeah, but you just did that to Bruce, so I don't know.
Fair, yeah.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, get to the bottom of the Frank Harris thing.
I will. I'll send a text.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck out there.
Thank you. Luck.
Who said it was an illness? Oh, Gumpy's.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I hope it's not the same.
Would you like me to report it right now? Should I go breaking on Twitter?
I'm the only person that has Frank Harris illness in a tweet on Twitter.
Yeah.
is Colby's Gambling Corner.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure who that is.
Exactly. Neither am I.
Is that the account that Bruce stole from?
No, it's not. It's not. I already saw that tweet. Cody Brown bets.
Shout out.
Shout out.
All right. Let's do college basketball. I'm going to take the Nugs.
Ooh. 5.5
I got them at 5 minus Gardner Webb. Western Carolina.
Oh, interesting.
Plus the 4.5
Interesting number here.
And then the last one of the night is a game that Gumpy said you can't make money off of. Now, it's not the exact game. It's not Florida and Michigan or whatever. But I'm on Virginia plus the 3.5 against Memphis. Is that a bad idea?
Put your fucking dukes up.
Oh, you're going against me?
I like that Memphis team. Virginia is very good, though.
I don't want to go against you. It's not my second night.
No, I wouldn't. I mean,
is anybody about to get cooked out here?
I really like the Memphis team. My only reason. Virginia's very good.
D-Butt versus Pax Boy. This is real.
Oh, yeah. They're like
Buttsy's a bucket.
Buttsy's a dog.
Buttsy is
will walk into a YMCA and take your soul.
He's an absolute walking bucket, this guy is.
Checked up hard.
Oh.
Splash.
Oh, no.
Okay. Let's move on. Sorry, what are your college picks for tonight?
I am on Memphis, just on the money line.
Okay.
I got UC Davis, money line versus Montana. I like Western Kentucky plus 4.5 versus Cal Baptist. Queens plus 2.5 at Mercer. Florida Gulf Coast, money line at Georgia Southern. Okay. And I'll lay 4.5 with Marquette at Providence.
Okay. Sounds good. Bruce. Is there an NHL tonight? Do I need to get Nikki in here?
Oh, yeah. There's a full
slate. There's probably a lot.
There just won't stop being a mafia in Providence, but they do have a bit of an A-10 roster in what is a loaded Big East, and I think that pain might start tonight with Marquette. I'm also laying 4.5
I don't hate. I know you. I said you can't make money off of it, but I do. I do think Florida beats Michigan tonight.
Yeah, Michigan stinks about it.
Yeah, Howard's back. I don't know if that helps or not.
I have a rumor there.
Where?
Obviously, I've gotten acquainted with the Michigan message boards, so now I'm getting information I don't want or need. And the rumor there is that Juwan Howard punched the strength and conditioning coach. Just a rumor, obviously, alleged.
He can't.
I don't even believe it, really.
Okay, no.
Because why would you punch?
Official ad, Florida money line against Michigan.
Fair play.
Yep.
Juwan is back.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Nick, is Frank Harris playing tonight?
Do we get a report from Pete Thamel yet?
Yeah. Have we figured this out? Nick?
Pete, we're talking to you.
Nick?
Why'd the Finns release JPP?
Do you know why the Finns released JPP?
It's only got one hand.
All right. Matters way more. Why did Franco Harris not... why is he not playing?
Franco? He passed away a couple months ago.
Right. Jesus.
It was actually Christ. Last year right before the Raiders game, and it was very emotional.
It was, yeah. I kind of forgot about that.
On Christmas Eve.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that
it's probably been a year ago.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was wondering.
Blue Guy Sports is also wondering if Frank Harris is playing tonight.
Franco died on December 20th, so tomorrow will be here. Thanks, Mitt.
Wow. As if things in Steeler Nation weren't bad enough, Mitt.
Thanks, Mitt. I just also realized, because I remember the Sean Stellato flyer now, Franco he wasn't alive to go into the Italian-American Hall of Fame.
No, but it's nice that he'll be honored. Yeah. He also does feel like he should have been there like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Is Tua's brother not playing for Maryland?
Guy won 4 Super Bowls, and Sean Stellato's got 4 clients. What's but on here?
We don't have to bury Sean to uplift Franco.
Sorry, that's just all I know. The only way that I could get down, really. All right, let's go to the ice.
Oh, we have to.
Is Tua's brother out?
Yes.
We're all in the rags plus money next.
So another.
Fuck. I was pretty pumped because yesterday I said I took Auburn. So
he has the same age as Frank Harris.
Oh, who's spinning this web?
It's just the rags are favorite, Bruce.
Bruins are a favorite also. They're $2 favorites against the Wild.
Now?
How do we feel about it? Wild on a back to back because they didn't play Flower.
Rex yeah.
Favored now?
Give me the.
What?
Give me the Bees 60 minute.
What game are we on?
The Bees in the Wild.
Flower will go tonight, though.
Duh.
But I will take the bees.
Yeah, I like the bees in 60.
The bees in their own barn.
Okay.
I like the bees in 60.
The Rags are officially favorites now.
They were plus 110 this morning.
Yeah, but now they're favorites against the Leafs.
Yeah.
Is M. Jones in net?
It's a very tough game.
M. Jones?
Marty Jones?
Is Johnny Quick in?
Probably Shesterkin. Supposed
Igor
to be Shesterkin.
Igor is gone.
It is Shesterkin.
The Rangers are 6-1 with 2 days rest this season, looking to avenge that worst loss of the year.
Yeah, the only issue is you guys got fucking boat raced by the Maple Leafs last time.
Yeah, that's insane. We got to avenge that loss at the Garden.
You're right. Good avenge slash revenge situation here. I want to make this pick. Our friend will make this pick.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. All rise for the Audible coin! It's a good coin. It's a great coin.
It's 120 degrees in here.
What is the coin's record this season?
It's
4-0.
It's undefeated. I thought we'd be
D bots.
D bots.
First and foremost, congrats on being a walking bucket. Oh, thank you. I did see that. How'd that dunk attempt go?
I got butts.
Did you?
Shocks at basketball.
Pack, you look super fucking cool.
Baby?
What up?
What up? Foxy, your hair looks cool.
Bill's doing the thing again.
We got any word from the authority? That is the number one news in the gambling world right now.
What a fine group of men.
This is a fine group of men. It's a good update. Thank you. I like your hoodie.
Yeah.
Nick, explain the situation.
The Toronto Maple Leafs. Sauna's about to die.
Sauna. Listen, D-Butt, we actually showed it on the show.
Didn't have live odds?
Yeah. Well, we didn't have live odds because D-Butt's is a walking bucket, is what we said.
He will walk into any YMCA.
But there was some solid defense coming out of here.
Strong defense.
Strong. Like, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Wow.
You scored?
Oh, shit. Good job. Oh, it's D slipping. Next time I'm going to score,
too. Okay.
He's a baseball player.
No.
D-Butt's pretty good.
The Toronto Maple Leafs head home. They head home to face the New York Rangers with Igor Shesterkin and that Bruce's beloved New York
Rangers. Is it in the greatest city in Canada?
This is bullshit.
Is it in the greatest city in Canada?
No.
It is in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The Rangers will be heads, Maple Leafs will be tails, and the flip.
Is that right? Rob Ford?
Take it easy.
That's a night game again. Prime time.
That's tails. That's the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Wow.
Bruce just walked out.
Sorry, Bruce.
Sorry, Bruce.
Bruce is having a tough show.
Ty even came, money for the Leafs.
Ty came in and told him that the Yankees got Yamamoto and that was a lie.
That's good.
Damn. That's about to get
real popular. Me too. He came in and hugged him. Actually.
And now the coin picks again.
This has been a fucked up program. Who got
though, bro?
Who got?
Who got? Bruce.
Thank you, boys.
Hooga, boys.
Go Knights.
Go Knights.
Speaking of, I will actually take the Knights tonight.
Go Bees.
Love it.
Anybody? Go Bees. Anybody? If anybody
Go Panthers. Anything. Connor, do you have a goal score for the Bees?
Foxy, you got something on your mind?
I'm going to get you back.
Who the Lions got this week?
What's he saying?
Can't hear him.
Who the Lions got this week?
I don't know, but we're getting math, so I don't know really
who the Lions have
how
this
to
week?
Judge it for the Bruins.
I'm on
I
the Bees.
I don't think I'm not taking multiple.
In regulation.
All right. Bees. Marchand and Matt for boys. Marchand goal.
Yep.
I'm also losing every single bet.
What?
Ice else? Cold lady.
Well, Bruce is still patting. I don't know what. I mean, do you think I don't want the guy too?
Oh, fuck off! All right.
Come on.
Whoa.
You think I don't want the guy?
How come Bill was doing that asshole?
How'd you let Bill walk in here with that helmet again?
I don't know. to be quite frank, I'm getting pretty sick of that bit.
You and me both, brother.
I'm getting pretty sick.
Where is he hiding the helmet?
He goes and takes it off, I believe, Connor's desk every time.
Oh, he actually stops at the desk?
I believe so, because then I notice when I go up there for the show the next day, all my shit's been moved around and it's supposed to fall off the desk and all that kind of. I don't love it, but, you know, what are you going to do? Bruce, we're going to be all right.
Yep.
We're
be all right, Bruce.
Yes, sir.
Right, Yamamoto, he's going
to
eat the finest establishment in New York. He's going to eat sushi with Aaron Boone and Cashman, and then he's going to say, you know what? I want to be a New York Yankee.
Yeah.
And he's bow graciously to both of them. The Yanks are going to sign him. Welcome to the Bronx.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the Bronx.
Yeah, brother. All right, we're back.
Okay.
That was bullshit that the coin fucking took the Leafs, though.
It was a fine group of gentlemen that came in here.
It was. There's no doubt about that.
Blues are at the Lightning. The Lightning are $1.75.
I got nothing here.
Okay.
We're down for the boats.
This is short. Are the Devils short against the Flyers?
Oh, very short.
Flyers.
I'm going to take the Devils.
Flyers, but some good hockey.
Flyers play very good hockey this year.
Very short. Okay.
You got the Knights at the Canes.
Battle the Siren Sounders. Caniacs at home. Yes, but they haven't. They just haven't played great. They're having some goaltending issues. Who's their starter? We don't know. This guy's hurt. Antti Raanta's on waivers. They're sending him down. What's going on? Can't figure it out. Give me the Knights.
Okay. What about the Sabres and they're hosting the Jackets?
Give me the Sabres.
Ooh. Okay. Coils are in the island.
I'm going to take the Oilers.
They're always favored.
Yeah, but I don't love this one. No. I was playing some tough hockey lately.
Okay.
Oh, here's a good one.
Oh, what's that? The Coovers at the Preds?
Coovers at even money?
I'll take Coovers here.
Okay. So I assume Gumpy's on the same.
Yeah.
Okay, the Launch or the Blackhawks?
Give me the Launch, 60 minute.
Okay.
I believe it's minus 140.
Is that Frank Harris?
No, I got logged out. So now I got to fucking re-put my bet in.
FrankHarris.com.
Show. You're on the Knights?
I am on the Knights.
Sure.
Why?
I'm genuinely wondering.
What about
because they're 7-1-2 and they're a good road team, and the Caniacs, although they are good at home, like I just said,
drop
not great high. Goaltending.
What about Ottawa at the Yotes? Ottawa's favorite, huh?
Ottawa just fired their head coach. This is their first game with a new coach. Have to take sense here. It's
and
laws of the universe.
What do you think? Hungry Sharks tonight?
None for me, thank you.
Bruce, Hungry Sharks?
Let me check. No.
A pretty good squad.
No, the Hungry Sharks.
Nah. Okay.
No. The Kings know what to do with Sharks.
Thank you, Nick.
In the tank.
Thank you, boys. Good luck.
Do we have anything else? Any footy tomorrow?
Yeah, we got a full slate of footy.
Full slate of footy on a Wednesday?
It's Christmas. You know how it goes. Christmas season.
It is Christmas.
Christmas season.
Boxing Day, yeah.
It's Bahawks.
Napoli's a good squad. Juventus very good this year, too. And Inter Milan. AC not as good.
That was it?
What's that?
Your footy picks?
Is Frank out?
I've got no word.
Everyone seems to be hammering his unders right now.
Oh.
It's a free falling market.
If he doesn't play, then those just...
No, but there's also a rumor that he's going to play one quarter and then get a heroes.
That rumor's going around too.
First or the fourth quarter?
First quarter, I saw. He's playing one quarter and then, you know, hey, thank you, Frank.
I respect it.
Why the fuck? Okay.
I'm putting it in.
All right.
UTSA -7.
All right.
Come in.
Bundesliga, I got Union Berlin, Moneyline versus Cologne. Gladbach, double chance at Frankfurt. Freiburg, draw no bet at Heidenheim. Ligue 1, give me Lille, Moneyline at Strasbourg. Monaco, Moneyline at Toulouse. Lens, double chance at Nice. Marseille, plus money at Montpellier. And then Liga, just Villarreal, draw no bet.
Okay. Bit.
I'm sorry, I got some for you.
Yeah, you do.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anyone tell you what you can or cannot achieve. Prove them wrong. Jonathan Taus.
Hell yeah, brother.
We're on you at TSA, right?
Yeah.
I'm on you.
I mean, we already know that Marshall's quarterback is transferring and not playing. And I went to look back and I said, what kind of effect is that going to have? Okay. How was this guy?
They pass the ball a lot, don't they?
In his last game, he was 16 to 22, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And he ran for 100, too.
Oh,
yeah. He's kind of a dog. Marshall's fucked, dude.
Mitt, relax. Just put a sizable wager on them.
Yeah, so did I.
Or on UTSA, I mean.
Yeah. So backup's probably an undercover dog.
Well, it's funny who their backup is.
Sunscreen Don.
It's Cole Pennington.
Yeah, I saw that. Chad Pennington's heir apparent.
Yeah.
Chad Pennington's son?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is it his actual kid?
Now, Cole is a freshman and he has 0 touchdowns and 6 interceptions on the season.
Yeah, but if you remember Chad before the arm injury, some of the prettiest spirals the world's ever seen.
Chad, yeah. Touchdown Pennington.
All right, let's get out of here. Try to keep you up there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we find out. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Ah.